This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here today at Norick Art Center at OCU speaking with Danny Joe Rose. Danny Joe, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're continuing the conversation from late last year. In fact, we're here in Danny Joe's office here at OCU. What I thought we would do is maybe start by sharing with folks a little bit about your current exhibit, Flatlands.
Sure. So Flatlands is kind of a continuation of the ideas that we talked about last time, which was Strange Tide. And with that work, it was more about the process of painting than maybe process itself. And so with Flatlands, I started to take cutouts from older paintings that I had been creating and kind of looking at them and staring at them. I put them around the studio. And then one day I came in and I started arranging them, almost like collages, if you will. And then I took a photograph of one of them, and I just kept thinking about it. And I was more interested in the photograph than the actual collage.
Hmm.
I don't know why. I thought, oh, well, what if I keep changing the shapes and keep moving them and keep documenting them? So that kind of started it. And then in order to create more, I kind of had to destroy them in a sense, because I was limited to the scraps or the parts that I had, you know, that already existed. So I would create one, I would photograph it, and then I would kind of take it apart and, you know, just kind of kept doing that. And along the way, after I got them into the computer and started, you know, kind of looking at them a little bit more, I decided that what if I kept pushing this? Like, can I keep changing them? Does the process stop here? So I would often change colors. I would mask out shapes and create new shapes, and then often create a little bit of a shadow, or, you know, change something. And I thought that was really fun and playful to kind of play with that perception and keep pushing the perception of what you're seeing. And then I printed a run of them. You know, I printed a few of them, and I was like, wow, this is a fun series, because I'm not being so focused or so serious like I would have maybe on my paintings. So it was a moment for me to kind of relax a little and kind of just make something more loose and carefree, but at the same time kind of continue the ideas that I had been kind of working on for the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
So, Flatlands is interesting, and I'm not sure where it's going to go. You know, it's very experimental and still very new, but the reason I kind of put on this pop-up show here is I wanted to share with friends and the community kind of these new ideas and invite people to give me feedback of what they think about, you know, what they are. And the kind of the common thing that's been happening is a lot of people, I guess when I was posting online or sharing images, had already kind of, you know, created their idea that, oh, these are collages. Like, I'm coming to see a show of, like, actual collages. And then they get here and they're like, oh, these are, like, not what I thought they were, you know, like they're, and to me, you know, I really consider them more like photographic, you know, evidence, like,
yeah,
they're evidence of process more,
yeah,
than they are anything. And so I find that really intriguing. Yeah.
And it's almost as if, and there again, not knowing, you know, a lot about art or the process, you know, not being an artist myself, but I find it interesting that there can tend to be a lot of focus on the final product or the finished product. And I totally understand that, and I realize why,
right,
that's the case. But the whole idea of, as you say, documenting the evidence of something coming into being,
sure,
but maybe not necessarily ending up exactly the way it's, you know, you have this picture of it, but in it, you know, those pieces may end up being used for something else. I find that really intriguing,
mm-hmm,
to look at this really as, and to, and it's almost like, it's like you think of a kind of like a, I can't remember what they call that, like there's a, like with animation, or there's like a stop,
right,
in the,
absolutely,
film.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's,
yeah,
different points at which you see things differently,
uh-huh,
or they take shape differently, but you're kind of looking at it as steps along the way.
Right, yeah, and I think that evolution of the process is so fascinating to me, because when I'm working on a painting, you know, like on canvas or on wood panel or something, it's a much different experience. It's, you know, from start to finish, I kind of see where it's going. I've kind of mapped it out, even if there is a little bit of openness to the process, and maybe I'm allowing colors to shift and change and lines to kind of, you know, waver or whatnot. With this kind of work, there's so much, you know, that I don't know.
Hmm.
And I don't want to know, really. I mean, I kind of like those aha moments where I'm like, what just happened? Like, like lightning just came in. Like, what was that? Like, you know, and then I kind of look at it and chuckle that, like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm also having to navigate the forms differently. You know, when I'm working in another way, I can make a sketch if I need to, if I'm stuck. I can, you know, do lots of different things to kind of stimulate new ideas. But with these, I'm really having to, like, find the shapes, find the forms. And sometimes the shape doesn't happen until I've combined two other things. Hmm. And I never would have known that these two things could exist if I did not put them on top of each other or together. And I just find that so interesting, like, that
yeah.
that they're pulled into this place from no place, in a way.
Oh, yeah. And I was thinking, too, about the, and there again, I'm just thinking about in my own life, you know, as far as projects that I do, you know, in a different area in life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about sometimes the anxiety that comes from, okay, I have this finished product, you know,
product, or
finished project.
Uh-huh.
And there's always that human tendency to be thinking about, you know, that what's the next thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you kind of take it a step further and it's, you know, well, what is the path leading to that next
uh-huh.
thing? How do
sure.
I?
Sure.
And so I find this very interesting that you, it's just neat to understand that you are allowing this to happen. And,
mm-hmm.
and I was curious. So if I understand, this is not something that you necessarily were thinking about once you finished your last exhibit.
No. Yeah. You're correct. I wasn't really thinking about what is the next step? What,
yeah.
you know, what do I do next? And for me, a lot of my work, you know, comes out of just continuation. Just I keep going. And of course, there's moments when I have, you know, lulls in ideas, and that's normal. Everyone does.
Oh yeah.
But I try to stay active. I show up every day, most days, and try to be here working on something. And right after Strange Tide, I did take, you know, a little bit of time to reflect on that work and where it had took me. But I knew that with that body of work, there was a few things that happened that I wanted to keep trying. And part of that was combining collage with painting. I had not really done it in that way before. I had, you know, I love collage and I've always been interested in collage, but often they were very separate practices. My painting was this and collage was this. Mostly, you know, found images, you know, magazine, you know, clippings, whatever. That was like a different thing for me. But in Strange Tide, I combined them. And I enjoyed that, and so right after that, I started to kind of work on collage on wood panel with that, and that's another body of work, Gust, that I'm still kind of developing. But I guess it was just all a continuation, and through all of this, Flatlands kind of emerged, and without planning, I think it was just, it's like natural evolution. I mean, when you work on something all the time, and I think you give it the space to grow, it will grow, and you just kind of have to step back sometimes and not feel so pressured, and to not maybe try so hard to let something emerge. Just let it emerge. Like, let it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it will happen quickly. Sometimes it's slowly. But if you stand on top of it too much, you know, you can put out that flame. So you just kind of have to pull back and just let it be. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. And to me, I mean, I really applaud that, because that takes, you know, such a level of trust in yourself, mm-hmm. in the process, and just your openness to, you know, whatever inspires you to do this.
Right. And I mean, and there's still certainly a level of anxiety that can still happen with doing things like this, because I'll have days I come in and I'm not sure if I really like the work all the way. And, you know, like, I can look at it and say, there's parts that I really enjoy, but there's still some things I'm unsure of. But that's really a good thing, because that's what will propel me to keep working. If I constantly felt comfortable or safe, then I wouldn't be excited to show up here every day. I need something to fuel me, and part of that is that I need to keep changing this. What is this? Why am I doing this? And so there's a whole kind of, like, level of, like, I don't know if it's biological or spiritual or whatever, but, like, I need to keep pushing things, and that's a... It's a fun and anxious thing at the same time.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned anxiety. That was going to be the next thing I was sitting here thinking about, is that, you know, you really make, when I think about this, you're really making a choice every day. In other words, it would be very easy
mm-hmm.
to get locked up in anxiety and
sure.
afraid to, you know, let yourself just, you know, let this happen. And I could see how it'd be very easy to give into that.
Yes.
You know, and get caught up in second guessing yourself, or doing the whole, you know, where, you know, what am I doing? Where is this headed? And there's all those existential questions.
Right. And those still happen.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's never going to go away. We are humans. I mean, one of the most beautiful things about being human is that we suffer and we have pain.
Right.
I mean, but those things can be used for great things. We're never going to get rid of it. And so for me, I need this moment to, like, work through those. Maybe it's through art or maybe whatever it is, but yeah, I need to show up and I need to keep pushing those ideas. And the days I come here and I have like a, oh, I'm just having a bad day, I don't need to, you know, be working on this, or something's not working right, that's okay. Like,
oh yeah,
do it tomorrow. Like, just show up. Like, you're going to, the beauty about all of this is that everything's constantly going and moving. Nothing is really static.
Yeah.
You might not see it that way, but nothing is ever stale or static. It's always moving. And so I have to, as easy as it sounds saying it right now, I have to remind myself sometimes, like, it's okay. You know, just get back, just go out there and do it.
Yeah. And it's almost like, in a way, it's kind of like, you know, how you know, whether, you know, how you dance with it, in other
sure,
words. There's that, uh-huh. like you talk about that change and there's yeah. that uncertainty
uh-huh.
and the chaos, all the things that we can't really predict, but, you know, how do we, you know, do we gently dance with
right.
that, or do we, are we, you know, overcompensating mm-hmm. by trying to kind of bob and weave and duck and just, you know, and you know, letting ourselves just let it happen versus trying to anticipate, okay, what's going to happen now
right.
and what do I do then? And
I think that's kind of part of the whole thing about Flatlands was I let go a little, and this was not about making something that was like, this is a serious thing and I am doing, you know, this body of work. Like, it wasn't really for me in that way. I needed a moment to just really explore.
Yeah.
An experiment. And I'm happy that it came out in a way that it did. I didn't see it coming out like where I'd be so, you know, excited about the process and the finished results. But I don't know if that would have happened if I would have been so focused on like, this has to be this way. I have to create this type of work. It has to look this way. Or if it's not right, it's not perfect. You know, so instead, by letting go, I let something happen. You know, I think.
Yeah. And what's so exciting about this is that I'm gathering from hearing what you're saying that this is not just a one-time choice that you made to let this happen and let go, but that you're having to make this choice in each moment as
sure.
time moves forward. In other words, as you say, each day you make the choice to either come in and just kind of let those things happen, or, you know, but it's not just like you can do that once and then, you know,
right.
everything will kind of happen.
Yeah. You have to stay active. I mean, you have to stay, you know, present in what you're doing, and so that you can experience what is I think beautiful about making art is this kind of being here with it, you know, letting it grow and kind of fostering these ideas. But if you're not present and if you're not allowing yourself to do that, then it can be difficult. And so, you know, so yeah, just...
And I'm kind of curious, too. I mean, you know, looking at, you know, yourself as you've gone through this process or so far, you know, to this point, can you see in any ways at all in which maybe it's changed the way you think about your work, your life, just things in general?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of the thread we've been talking about. A lot of it is that before being here and in this space and with OCU... I think that I kind of, the work I was working on, I was trying to be so much more delicate and precious with paintings and surfaces. So I wanted it to be as flat as possible, as you know, no hand at all, no texture. I just needed it to be like a, you know, printed almost quality of a painting. I wanted it to be flat. And one of my mottos since being here has been to like let go a little and to not be, I keep telling myself to not be so precious with work, like, let there be some evidence of you in it. Let there be some accidents. Let there be, because that's how I think I'm learning. But I think that for me right now, that's how these ideas and images are growing from not caring so much maybe about like it being a perfect thing. I mean, and I don't really think that anyone should be trying to make something that's perfect, because it's not going to be, or I think you might be miserable. But for me, at least right now, that has been, I think, the most change I've seen in myself has been letting go a little of that kind of precious quality.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This end product that needs to be like, you know, this beautiful thing, whatever. I mean, I still want to make things that I find beautiful, and that's always going to be there. But it's been a lot of fun not having to worry so much, maybe about. Those things.
Oh yeah, and I was curious as far as the, you know, teaching and working with students. You know, if there's been anything that you can look to, you know, as you just completed your first semester here
right.
teaching, if there's anything maybe about the interactions with students or things that you learned by watching them develop that maybe affected your decision to kind of let these things just happen.
Yes, working with the students has been so inspiring, and it's really great. You know, during the summer, it's kind of slow, kind of quiet here. But during the, you know, the school year, there's stuff happening everywhere. you know, everyone's making things, and it's kind of like a collaborative, you know, situation, because I work here not only in my studio, but also it's my office, so I'm always here, you know, around, and so students can come in and see what I'm working on, and I love when they come to visit me. They're like, hey, what are you working on today? Like, and I get to share a little bit of the ideas, but also they surprise me all the time, because, like, maybe I'm stuck on something, or maybe I don't know, and they might not know that, but they come in and make a comment, and I'm like, thank you, like, you know, thank you so much. And but it works both ways, because then when they're working on things, I have so much fun giving them feedback and seeing their ideas grow. And even though it's only been a semester and I'm going into my second, I feel like they have grown so much in my classes, and not only with learning, you know, different ideas and concepts, but even in their own just processes and work. And I challenge them to be experimental. That is a big part of not only my philosophy as an artist, but how I operate my courses. I think that you do need to challenge yourself to, like, try different things that are uncomfortable and fall down a little bit. Like, you should fail sometimes. Like, that is normal, and that will only make your work stronger and make your ideas stronger. So they're really inspiring, and I'm having a lot of fun hanging out with them, and I'm looking forward. I think next semester is going to be a lot of fun too. We have some cool things coming up.
Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. And I have to wonder too, just the act of teaching itself. I wonder if it sounds like that really changes your consciousness in some way. In other words, you're, instead of you being the one doing the work, that you're actually, you know, facilitating and helping others develop themselves.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I think that from working with them, I think it changes and adds to the processes that I'm already interested in, but I have to kind of push those even in a different direction, because I'm working with students. I'm having to help them understand a concept that I, in my head, am like, this is normal for me. This is something I do naturally. And for them, it's their first time experiencing these ideas sometimes. So it's like, we're going to work on this and you're going to work on that. So yeah, it's a very interesting. Yeah.
And it's very exciting. And just to think that, you know, people, you know, with this exhibit have the opportunity, if I understand correctly, to see, you know, things along the way as far as the process. They can actually, instead of just seeing just only the finished product, or the finished work of art, that they can see the step, you know, some of the steps along the way.
Yes. And that's been one of the kind of interesting parts of it, is that I'm opening up my studio during the run of the show. And so if you're here to see it, I invite you in, come look at the process. Talk about it, and this is my first time to do something so open like that.
Yeah.
I don't often have, you know, like a studio, like open studio with a show, and that's been so exciting, because individuals who are here on Friday night who had maybe seen my work but not seen the process or anything, I think that there was so much more of a connection to understanding not only how I work, but why I work, because I can sit down and tell you why. And I just like that level of connection.
Yeah.
That's also inspiring too, because those conversations help me understand my work even more, because I'm like, oh, I didn't see that at all. I didn't see that you saw that, you know, so I'm looking forward to, kind of where Flatlands goes, but also I think I want to do more open kind of studio visits with individuals and people coming in. I think that's a really exciting thing.
And I really applaud that. As far as being, you know, the vulnerability of letting letting people in, actually in that process.
Sure.
And I would have to think that probably is a different feeling.
It is.
As far as being that open and letting people see, you know, things at different steps along the process.
And that's a challenge. And that's, you know, like, because I think as artists, we can often isolate in our studios and we don't, you know, always feel the need to let, you know, the public in or in certain parts. And, you know, I share a fair amount of content online too. So it's not that it's unfamiliar to people who know my work, but having, you know, physically having people in your space and talking with them, you're really having to focus on that and be open and just allow things to happen. It's been a lot of fun.
It's really neat. That's really neat. And I was going to also ask, as far as if there is, you know, in terms of looking forward, you know, kind of what you're looking to as far as, you know, the next semester and, you know, anything in terms of shows or anything like that you might want to share.
Sure. So right now, of course, we have Flatlands, and I'll probably keep that up for a few more weeks. It's just a pop-up, but we'll see where that goes. But if anyone would like to see it, they can reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to show that to more people. And then coming up, I have a show that I've been working on for a few months that is called Gust, and that'll be opening at the Jen Malden Gallery sometime early fall. And so I'm looking forward to that. And that, again, is work similar to Flatlands, but this time it's kind of using wood panel and collage and painting, and so similar. theme. And then I have some group shows that are kind of coming into fruition that I'm just, you know, filling out. So you can check me out on my website or my Instagram, and you can kind of see what's happening.
Oh, yeah. And as far as just to make sure, just for listeners, if they are interested in coming up and actually seeing, you know, seeing the work in your studio as well as what's on display, is it best for them just to email you or just contact you directly?
Sure, yeah. You can get my email off my website, and I'd be happy to make that happen. So, yeah, if I'll fit into my schedule, I'd love to have you out.
Well, very good. Well, Danny Joe, thank you so much. It's really been very enlightening to hear about your process and how these things are unfolding, and I appreciate you taking the time today.
It's been great talking with you and being back to kind of catch up.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you.